Little kids never seem to grow tired of asking why. Parents squirm when kids ask, where did I come from? But that's a great question. Do you know where you came from? What I mean is, what's your family story? Do you know it? Who are your people? And more importantly, where are you and your family heading? Do you know where you're going? In other words, is there a reason for your life? On Beyond Today, we'll explore the family story we all share in common, discover the surprising connection to the teachings of Jesus Christ, and examine just how it might change your life. Stay with us as we discuss Family of Destiny.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
What's your family like? Do you come from a large family or small? Perhaps you'd consider your family everyday run-of-the-mill, average size, average hometown, average income. But have you ever wished your family was something special? Did you know that God has something great in mind when it comes to family? Okay, what does your family story have to do with the teachings of the Bible? Something extraordinary, and you won't hear about it from mainstream religion. In fact, you may be shocked by what God has planned for you. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Now, extraordinary may not be the word to describe most of our backgrounds, but that's about the only word to describe Arthur Guyton. Who was he? He was a giant in the fields of physiology and medicine, a master teacher, an inspiring role model. He graduated top in his class and distinguished himself at Harvard Medical School. His research led to important insights into cardiovascular physiology, hypertension, and heart failure. Now, we've all heard of accomplished people like this doing amazing things. So, what's remarkable about it? Well, it's the fact that his career didn't take him away from his family. He and his wife raised not three, not seven, but 10 outstanding children. Every one of them became physicians. 8 graduated from Harvard Medical School, 1 from Duke Medical School, and 1 from the University of Miami Medical School after receiving a PhD from Harvard. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, I'd have a great family too if I was a doctor. But what you may not know is that Dr. Guyton was severely crippled with polio, paralyzed. But that couldn't stop him. You see, no one who ever worked with Arthur Guyton thought of him as being handicapped. His unrelenting devotion to science, education, and his family captivated virtually everyone who knew him. He had a special ability to inspire people through this invincible spirit that he had. Now, why do I mention him? Well, because somewhere inside, you just might wish you could be like that. I mean, many of us yearn for something great. Why couldn't my family be like that? Perhaps there's something missing in your life. Do you feel an emptiness that your family somehow never filled? After all, family's supposed to be close. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be loving and caring. But you may think, I hate my family. They argue all the time. They drink. They're on drugs. They're abusive. I do everything I can to stay away from my family. So is there any hope? Yes. But listen up. Your church won't tell you this. Your priest, your pastor, your minister either. Most likely you haven't heard this before. Here's what you need to know. God Himself is creating an extraordinary family. He wants you in His spiritual family. God wants the best for you. Now, this may be a shocker. Your incredible potential is to be born as members into God's own family. His children, having His attitude, His perspective, His character, His own divine nature. You see, God's purpose for you is not dying and going to heaven to sprout wings and stare in His face for eternity. Check it out. That is not what the Bible teaches. It's about family. Now, you don't have to believe me, but look for yourself and believe what God inspired in your Bible. Let's look at an example. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 says this, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. that he would grant you to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, what could that mean? Well, let's tear it apart. If you're filled up to all the fullness of God, and your family's last name is now God, in other words, you're named a part of God's family, well, that can only mean that you can become a literal son or daughter of God, a full-fledged member of his spiritual family, a divine spirit being like God in his eternal family. Can you see that? Can you see God's plan? His purpose started with the creation of mortal human beings, but he's in the process of fashioning and forming a family, a new family, a new creation. God could be said to be growing and reproducing his own family. I mean, no wonder God is called our Father. He's fathering his own spiritual children. Can you grasp that? Can you understand how different that purpose is from what religion may have taught you your entire life? You see, that longing, perhaps that craving you have, that aching that you may have, it's that desire to have a wonderful family life. Good, strong, healthy family relationships. Being happy, fulfilled, loving each other. You see, that deep-seated need comes from God. That's what he wants. And that's what he wants for you. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 says this. It tells us, God is the one who made all things, and all things are for his glory. He wanted to have many children share his glory. Jesus, who makes people holy and those who are made holy, are from the same family. So he's not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. Now, did you catch that wording? What does it say that God wants? Many children. It said to share his glory. Those who are made holy, of the same family, brothers and sisters of Christ. You see, isn't that the kind of family that you've always wanted? That's the ultimate family. Not a dysfunctional family, not a family consumed with fussing and fighting and addictions, not relationships that are stressed and strained by worry and fear. But see, that's talking about a godly family, sharing good times, working together, having a deep love and a respect for each other. That's what God wants. That's a godly family. Now, recently there was a very interesting USA Today poll, and they asked people, what's the number one question you'd like to ask God? Now, imagine if you got that phone call. If you could talk to God, what would you ask him? Well, the number one question people would ask God is, what's my purpose here? I mean, imagine that. With all our technology, with all our sophistication, we still haven't answered that fundamental question. Does life have a purpose? Is there real meaning? I mean, what's the point of life? You want an answer to that question of the ages? Why? Why am I here? Why do I exist? That's a huge subject, a big subject, and it can be difficult to know where to start. So to help, we have a special booklet, What is Your Destiny? This publication will make it easier to unlock a proper understanding of God's family plan. You were created for a purpose. But most don't understand what that great purpose is. Don't you want to be aware of what God has in mind for you and your family? Request your booklet, What is Your Destiny? It will help you understand the incredible truth about your future. And as always, all of our publications are provided free of charge as an educational service in the public interest. Your copy's waiting for you, so click or call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Download it, read it, or order your copy, What is Your Destiny? Of course, if you're on the social networks, you can follow us on Twitter or join our Beyond Today Facebook page. Well, let's step back a minute and let's tackle that number one question people would ask God. What's my purpose here? Why did God create humanity? Well, you know, if you go back to the beginning, the very beginning of God's purpose was very clear. Genesis 1:26, very first chapter of the Bible, tells us, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. So God created man in his own image. Now, from that short little reading, there's no doubt that men and women are created in God's image. It's His likeness. Now, why would He do that? So that we would be like Him. You see, that's family talk, isn't it? It's interesting to see that this event of God making man, happens right after God created plants and animals. Now, ask yourself, how did those plants and animals reproduce? Well, the Bible says each according to its kind. So, lions reproduce lions, giraffes reproduce other giraffes, dogs, horses, each produce after their own kind. So, what's the point? You see, it's no different for mankind. Your Bible shows that people were created according to the God kind, to be a part of God's spiritual family. Now, this may seem astonishing to you, that God is in fact reproducing spiritual children after His kind through humanity. That family relationship, that becoming children of God, that's the heart, that's the core of God's incredible plan for mankind and for you. God wants to bring you into His eternal family forever as one of His offspring. In fact, right now, the God family consists of the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. But there are many, many more to follow. So if you turn over to Acts chapter 17, verse 28, it says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring." Your Bible goes on to say, "Therefore, since we are the offspring of God." Now, hold it right there. What are offspring? They're family members. You see, when you respond to God's instruction, when you repent, when you're baptized, you still live a physical life, but you're not quite changed to spirit yet. But in fact, the Bible assures you that you will be a family member in the household of God. This process of becoming children of God, in the Bible, it's compared to adoption. Ephesians 1:5 tells us, "God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure." You see, adoption gives the same legal rights as a natural-born child. The Bible emphasizes the fact and the reality and, in fact, an absolute guarantee that God makes so that we can, without a doubt, become His children, living forever in His family. Now, this idea of adoption reminds me of the wonderful story of Ann Bellis. As a little girl, Ann's mom took her to see the movie musical Oliver. Remember the movie about all the orphan boys? Well, Anne walked out of that movie saying, "I'm going to adopt orphan children." Well, not all of us live our dream. We often forget our childhood dreams, but not Anne. She's living her dream. She and her husband Jim adopted children. Not just one or two. A few years ago, they had adopted 25 boys. And these aren't just any boys. These are boys that had been abandoned. They'd been abused, rejected. They were even labeled unadoptable. Boys with disabilities, from mental retardation to autism. And sadly, many of them came from parents who actually caused their disabilities. So imagine that family. A mom with a goal, a quadriplegic dad, and yet enough love to live and share their dream with their 25 children. Boys who had nowhere else to go. They tell people that they're like any family, except extremely large. Because of their special bond with the boys, there's been amazing results, positive, sometimes astounding results. They've learned that being disabled doesn't mean giving up. When you're family, everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and everybody's expected to do what they can. 5 vans, wheelchairs that fill up the garage, 9 bedrooms, grocery shopping that seems to never end, and of course, there's always another load of laundry. This is their home. If you ask the boys, this is family. You see, it's not about blood. Home and family is where they love you, no matter what. That's like God. Family is what God is about. His purpose for creating humanity is to offer you the opportunity to become a part of His eternal family, like adoption. It's often been said that strong families are the building blocks of society. Well, God's family is the building block of His coming kingdom. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, we're reminded, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." So you haven't received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we all call Him Abba, Father. You see, that passage is a good reminder that you don't have to be stressed or fearful from this disabling, debilitating situation that life may bring to you. This verse shows us that our relationship with God can be so close. Your relationship with God can be so personal that you refer to Him like a little child, as your daddy. Meaning, Abba, Father. That's what that phrase means. God's our dear daddy. And He takes you from whatever background we are. He takes us in no matter what our strengths, what our weaknesses, whatever disabilities we may have. You see, God knows our special needs. So we may ask, who are the children of God? And how do you become a part of God's family? It will consist of those who sincerely repent from sin, those who have been baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit. Just a couple of verses before this, verse 9 in Romans 8, makes it clear. It says, "If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his." You see, you must be converted and make the awesome change of status to a spiritual family. Verse 16 reminds us, "For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of the glory of God." These scriptures tell us that God's family plan will be fulfilled when Jesus Christ returns to earth to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will establish the kingdom of God. In fact, His sons and daughters who have been faithful will be changed and share in that glorious family rule to be with Jesus Christ. Those who become like Jesus, they'll be more than just spirit beings that are similar to Him. As family, they'll inherit the divine nature of the Father, His holy and righteous character. Notice that Christ made it a promise. Revelation 3:21 reminds us, it says, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." You see, He also tells us in verse 7 of chapter 21, "He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." God makes it clear, God is a family. As a son of God, you will be in the God family with God the Father and Jesus, your elder brother. So never underestimate the value of your life. You were born to become one of God's children. You were born to receive His nature and eternal life. You were born to become an immortal child of God in His family of destiny. Now, there's so much more to this topic. We're going to discuss it up next with the Beyond Today panel. But first, you've got to take advantage of this special offer. It's the Good News Magazine. This magazine has important articles to help you understand God's plan for you, how to build a better family today, and how you can be in His family in the future. So request your subscription today. And as always, all of our publications are provided free of charge as an educational service in the public interest. So call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online, beyondtoday.tv. God has an amazing plan for you and for all mankind. So understand it better by requesting your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and join our Beyond Today Facebook page. Well, we've been discussing the amazing family story we all share in common, our spiritual family of destiny. It's time for our Beyond Today panel to discuss the topic, so joining me now, our fellow hosts of the program, Darris McNeely and Gary Petty. Now, it's interesting that Jesus said some surprising things. He astonished the people of His time. In fact, He stunned them when He proclaimed that He was the Son of God. They, in fact, accused Him of blasphemy, right? Now, one of the interesting things that He said at that specific time was the fact that He said, "You are gods." That's in the book of John. Now, that must have been pretty startling to the people of the day. Why would he say that they were gods, or referring to humanity, that we're gods? Did he really mean that humans are gods?
Jesus is actually quoting from Psalm 82, where it says, "You are gods and all children of the Most High." The most important word there is children. It helps us understand the whole purpose of why God created human beings. Human beings were created to become the children of God. You know, Steve, this is the most important, most exciting information, because if we understand this, it changes everything in life. Every human being has purpose. Every human being has value. Every human being can have a personal relationship with his or her father and has the opportunity for eternity in the family of God.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, Steve, is in that day, Jesus is basically saying to a group of people who should have known their own writings, their own scriptures, what their purpose was. And he plainly tells them, here it is laid out in black and white, and you don't understand. And it was an alien concept to them. And
some things haven't changed.
It hasn't changed. And today, people do not get a firm grasp of their purpose, their destiny, and the idea of God being a family, creating a family, that a person can be a part of that family, is plainly told in the scriptures, but they don't read them, and we don't understand,
now,
and we're lost.
Now, he's not saying that, well, we're this human family, and we have, you know, humanity as our bond in common. That's not what he's saying, though, right?
No, it's just a spiritual connection with God that is much deeper than a human family, but he's given the human family as the pattern for us to learn about that spiritual relationship.
Okay,
that's
so
what's important to understand about the human family.
So then in that way, he really is referring to the fact that God is producing a family, that he's fathering spiritual children.
Oh, yes. You go back to the very beginning of the Old Testament, where it says God created human beings in his own image. Every human being is made in the image of God. Now, we've all become very corrupt images of God. So what happens is there's two stages to what happens here. We are made in the image of God. Every human being can have a relationship with God. But then we have to, because we have become corrupted by sin, you talked about sin earlier, we must turn to God in repentance, receive God's Spirit, and He recreates us back into our original purpose. And our original purpose really is eternity. It's a resurrection where we have a relationship with God in His family forever. With him as father and Jesus Christ as brother.
Gary speaks about the fact that God is creating man in his own image. And what trips people up a lot is this idea of the image. And really, there is more to man being in the image of God than just form and shape. Mm-hmm. God is spirit, and we don't look at God, should not look at God totally in that same way. But he is working with us as a spiritual creation, and he interacts with us by his spirit. Scripture says that God's Spirit interacts with our spirit, bears mm-hmm. witness with our spirit, that we are the sons of God. And that helps us to understand how God interacts with human beings at a spiritual level, even while we are still flesh and blood, to begin that process of imprinting his character. Mm-hmm. So it's a spiritual image.
Right, it is, and it's not a metaphor. It's not just a nice little thought. It's reality.
It is, and it deals with our character, the inner essence of who we are, how we live our life. God is building a family of people who have the character that he has, who make the same decisions and act in the same way, live the same way that he does. That's what's important to understand as to how that spirit works upon us to create us in the image of God.
It's why human beings are different than animals. Our mm-hmm. mind is made in the image of God so we can relate to God. It's just unique. I mean, it just is such wonderful
and
information.
That's what lifts us above the animal plane.
Yeah.
Man is not an animal. We are not another species on this planet. We are a unique creation created in the image of God for his purpose of reproduction of his family and building an eternal spiritual family.
Right. So we can live that way now. We look forward to the future to be changed to spirit, to be divine like God's divine. Isn't that great? That we can be the part of his family, his sons, his daughters. And it's a literal thing, a real thing.
Peter said that we can become partakers of the divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And what else could that mean? If we're taking that, we're a part of that, then we are a part of his family. It makes such good sense because God's our father. What a great image that is. And Christ, our elder brother. I think sometimes when we see that, we miss the whole connection there between those things.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we have to understand that it's not just the future. I mean, there's a time where we're actually changed at the resurrection mm-hmm. to become members of that family. But right now, we have to be imitators.
There's something to do right now.
There's something to do right now, you bet. Yes. We actually can participate and act like children of God. Other people should see us and say, what's different about you? I'm a child of God, and God's Spirit is with me, and I'm an imitator of Jesus Christ. That's one of the reasons he came, to give us an example.
And that's the only way to reflect the image of God.
That's right.
So
that's
you
exactly
can't just
right.
say, well, I'm a Christian. You can't just claim that title.
You have to live like
There's
Christ.
There's actions that go along with it. So what do we do?
I would say to our audience, Steve, to begin to read this book, the Bible, and read it from the concept of understanding the family of God. Because from the very beginning, he talks about Adam and Eve in a relationship. Abraham's the father of the faithful, the family of Jacob. Christ was the Son of God. There is a whole family picture that is brought from the Genesis to Revelation in this book. Read it from that point of view, and you can understand how God is building a family.
And those family topics would probably just jump out at you as you start looking for those
it's
things.
It's all there.
You'll see it there throughout the Bible.
Yes.
Well, it is a big subject, and so remember our free offers. They're designed to help you as you study. So remember, what is your destiny? It'll help you grasp the truth of why you were born. It doesn't have to be a mystery. You can get it by getting online at beyondtoday.tv, download it, read it, request your own copy, or you can call us toll free, 1-888-886-8632, and request your free booklet. Now, don't forget our subscription to the Good News Magazine. This unique magazine will help you understand God's purpose. There are all kinds of articles that are relevant to you, so it's important. Now, all of these articles, our literature, is free. It's a publication that's provided free of charge as an educational service in the public interest. So get ready for some good news. Request your subscription. And of course, you can join our Beyond Today Facebook page and follow us on Twitter as well. Well, what's your family story? Hopefully, you find it written in the pages of your Bible, because God has an incredible purpose for your life, your destiny. The reason you were born is to literally become immortal children in God's family. The reality is that God is a family. The Father and Jesus Christ will head up the family of potentially billions of divine children forever. Today, we may be ordinary people, but we have an extraordinary Heavenly Father. He's creating in His children His own divine nature, His holy and righteous character, and He's giving them His family name. Now, this is why you were born. It's the ultimate destiny of all mankind. God wants to be your loving Father. Jesus, your elder brother, wants to be with you to serve together forever. God's developing His family, and it's your family of destiny. Well, that's our program for today. Don't forget to request our free literature, and be sure to join us right here next time on Beyond Today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.